decorated by the different weapons in his four hands. The various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such as Narayan and Vishnu, are beautifully decorated with different weapons. The Lord exhibits those forms to maintain all the varied planets created by his personal potency, Yogamaya. There is a short purport to it. In Bhagavad Gita 4:6, Lord Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, I appear by my internal potency. The word Atma Maya refers to the Lord's personal potency, Yogamaya. After creating both the material world and spiritual world through Yogamaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally maintains them by expanding himself in different categories as the Vishnu Murtis and the demigods. He maintains the material creation from beginning to end, and he personally maintains the spiritual world. Continuing the verses, this verse 42. My dear King, outside Lokaloka mountain is the tract of land known as Aloka Varsha, which extends for the same breadth as the area within the mountain, in the other words, 125 million yojanas, or 1 billion miles. Beyond Aloka Varsha is the destination of those who aspire for liberation from the material world. It is beyond the jurisdiction of the material modes of nature, and therefore it is completely pure. Lord Krishna took Arjuna through this place to bring back the sons of the Brahmanas. The sun is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, which is called Antariksha, outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojanas, 2 billion miles. Another short purport. The word koti means 10 million, and a yojana is 8 miles. The diameter of the universe is 50 koti yojanas, 4 billion miles. Therefore, since the sun is in the middle of the universe, the distance between the sun and the edge of the universe is calculated to be 25 koti yojanas, or 2 billion miles. And last verse, 44, the sun god is also known as Vairaja, the total material body for all living entities, because he entered this dull egg of the universe at the time of creation. He is also called Martanda. He is also known as Hiranyagarbha, because he received his material body from Hiranyagarbha, or Lord Brahma. Purport: the post of Lord Brahma is meant for very highly elevated, spiritually advanced living beings. When such living beings are unavailable, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands himself as Lord Brahma. This takes place very rarely. Consequently, there are two kinds of Brahmas. Sometimes Brahma is an ordinary living entity, and the other times Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahma spoken of here is an ordinary living being. Whether Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or an ordinary living being, he is known as Vairaja Brahma and Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Therefore, the sun god is also accepted as Vairaja Brahma. So, Srila Prabhupada is giving us an explanation of how the universe actually looks like. He tells us all about the Varshas. He tells us about wonderful entities, the huge elephants, huge rivers, huge trees. And this is all on the plane, which we cannot see. And huge mountains, which the Himalayas are nothing compared to. Right? We are talking about millions of yojanas high mountains. And Mount Everest is not even one yojana. Right? It's only 8,000 meters. So it's short even of one yojana, and then we say, oh, it's so huge. Now, thinking about that way, then how do we actually even imagine things like that described in Bhagavatam? And then the question comes, do we actually believe it? Do we take it, well, maybe it's some allegorical explanation, this is not exact, who knows? Or do we take it as absolute truth? Do we take it as, this is the instruction of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, it must be truth. We are not qualified to see it. That's another thing. How do we understand that the Krishna's pastimes? If we take it as they are, and we hear it, they sound so even like unreal. And we may think, well, that's okay, it's some, again, allegory or some myth, some story. It cannot be like that. Krishna lifting Govardhan, it cannot happen really, but okay, it's nice to hear that. Or do we actually take it as a reality? Just that we don't understand who the Supreme Personality of Godhead actually is and what he can do. So that all depends on each of us individually, right? Now, some may think, well, okay, something, yes, I can believe, but something I cannot. What to do? Did anybody go to the moon or not? Right? It's also, it's a question of maybe yes, who knows? But Srila Prabhupada clearly said, no. Do we believe that or not? It's all within you, whether you are so dedicated or not. But the Shastra says so. Until and unless we follow what the Shastra says, what Guru says, what Sadhu says, we will not be sure that we will actually go back to Godhead this lifetime, because we don't know and we don't even accept, even the Shastra says, who is Godhead, we don't accept him as he is. We accept him according to our limitations. So it's very important that we start to take the Guru Sadhu Shastra, the instructions, very seriously. Actually, with utmost seriousness. Otherwise, we will be bewildered. And if we don't know how to understand it, then we must, again, approach Guru Sadhu Shastra for the explanation. The empiric understanding of our, empiric understanding will not help us. Just to try something, if it works, okay, it doesn't, or it works this way, it doesn't, works this way, yes. Just look at the world, how it is. Now, we fought now so many diseases, right? So then antibiotics were discovered. So now we can fight now all the bacteria. Well, can we? Before there were not that many diseases as there are now, right? So, and the bacteria which before the antibiotics were working, now they are resistant to it. So there are forms of diseases like tuberculosis, typhoid, which certain antibiotics don't work already. So now we are getting back to the beginning. But the diseases are more strong. Why? We don't take it as the Shastra says. We don't deal with the body according to the point of view of the Shastra, Ayurveda. The body is constituted from now Vata, Pitta and Kapha. You maintain the balance, you will be healthy. So we rather turn to allopathic medicine, symptomatic medicine. Okay, kill. And it works for some time. But after that, it will be even stronger against us. Now there is the epidemic of Ebola coming. And there is no medicine against it. Right, so then what do we do? AIDS. What do we do? Fear. More diseases. Then the fear that smallpox will come again, and again it will wipe out millions of people. We have no medicine for it. So how much did we advance? Did we? So it's good to think about what is our position and how do we transcend this position here in the material world to come to the transcendental position. Now, I want to read a few paragraphs from the article by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, Putana. Then there are very nice points of view how we should approach the transcendental literature. And then I would like to read one lecture by Srila Prabhupada, which he also explains why and what's the meaning of initiation and why should we take it and how should we take it, what's the consciousness. So I'll read it. Okay. So from the Putana article, the transcendental meaning of the words cannot be conveyed to the senses of the conditioned soul so long as he does not agree to follow the method of submissive listening to the transcendental sound appearing on the lips of the pure devotee. There is a definite line of succession of the bona fide teachers of the truth. The bona fide teacher should be available sooner or later to the real seeker of the truth. The bona fide acharya is not recognizable by the hypocrites and atheists who do not really want to serve Godhead. So long, therefore, as the bona fide teacher does not manifest his appearance to the pure cognitive essence of the seeker of the absolute truth, it is necessary for the candidate for the spiritual enlightenment to concentrate on self-examination, to be able to avoid harboring any lurking traces of insincerity. The words of the sadhu are also available by his closest mercy for bearing the efforts of such candidates for finding out their own insincerity. So we have to concentrate onto the what we want. If we want to progress in spiritual life, then we will be able, by Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy, Sadhu's mercy, find the proper Guru. But if we take it lightly, as a joke, or not being sincere enough and trying to take advantage of it for our own purposes, we won't find. So we do not try to become a bona fide disciple, we will not find bona fide guru. And even if the bona fide guru stands in front of us, we will not be able to recognize him and take advantage of it. So only if we become sincere in trying, then Krishna will help us. Ourselves, we are unable to recognize. So we have to be sincere. It is by overlooking or deliberately neglecting to undergo this preliminary training for obtaining access to the transcendental meaning of all words that the literal interpretations who follow the ordinary lexicographical meaning of the words of the scriptures fail to understand the necessity of never deviating from the interpretations offered by the self-realized souls to whom the transcendental meaning of the words is available. If we are looking for the just meaning of the words, thinking that the words is all and not seeing the meaning of them as they are, then we fail to understand what's the message. Like, some shastras are written in sutras, right? So the meaning of the sutras on its own, it's very difficult, sometimes impossible to understand. That's why there are so elaborate explanations. Vedanta Sutra is the prime example. And what is the commentary of Vedanta Sutra? Srimad Bhagavatam. Those empirists who, while following the lexicographical and syntactical method of the literal interpretations, do not scruple to read their own meanings into the text under the impression that the scriptures and the products of the human brain liable to every form of error and therefore fit to be corrected by the equally erring caprices of other hypothetical thinkers on the ground of allegation of error that cannot be proved, are disposed to think that the interpretations offered by the acharyas are not scrupulously faithful to the text and offer allegorical explanations for supporting their own sectarian view. So those empirists, those who try to go the ascending process, then they put their meaning into it. Oh, I tried this, no, it worked, so it must be like this. They don't know the real meaning, but they are not ashamed, they are not afraid to put their own meaning into it. See, anyway, even what the Shastra says, that's also their own explanation. Guru explains his own feelings, meanings. They have no idea. And if you now look at it, so what is this about? But no, what, just this paragraph, the last few sentences we read. It's about the modern education as it's presented to us. Just you try, you see, you put it this way, try this way, you will come to some conclusion. Descending method, listening to what the Shastra has to say. No, no, no. Everybody has his own opinion. And the opinion is same of the same value. So you can also have opinion. And it's also good. That's what they would like to believe. But it's wrong. We cannot come to the absolute meaning of anything. We cannot come to the point of absolute truth. So, then, therefore, there is a need for establishing the proper method how to spread this consciousness, this Krishna consciousness. Before people tried, maybe different kind of religions, but now what's happening? Fighting. The Muslims, they try to conquer the world. For what? To actually follow some religion? No, to have power. They don't care for anyone. Then other places, Israel is fighting. Everybody is fighting because they want more power, influence, control. Do they want actually the people to be happy? No. So then, what's the way how to make people happy? We have to spread Krishna consciousness. Only the holy name will help. So here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada still, he explained, the original purpose of the established churches of the world may not be always objectionable. But no stable religious arrangement for instructing the masses had yet been successful. The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, in persons of the teaching of the scriptures, enjoins all absence of conventionalism for the teachers of the eternal religion. It does not follow that the mechanical adoption of the unconventional life by any person will make him a fit teacher of religion. So following some mechanical process, being meditation or being just the four regulative principles or more, some other austerity itself will not help. It will not help you to make Krishna conscious. Regulation is necessary for controlling the inherent worldliness of conditioned souls. But no mechanical regulation has any value even for such a purpose. The bona fide teacher of the religion is neither any product nor the favorer of any mechanical system. In his hands, no system has likewise the chance of degenerating into a lifeless arrangement. The mere pursuit of fixed doctrines and fixed liturgies cannot hold a person to the true spirit of doctrine or liturgy. So, you can see the teachings of Acharyas. What is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada speaking? It's the same what Srila Prabhupada speaks. There's no difference. So, what is our choice? We don't have a choice. If we want to be serious, we don't have a choice. Only unconditional following of Guru Sadhu Shastra, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, studying them properly and applying in our life without any compromise can make us be strong not to fall into the world of Maya. We have to go against the current, maybe if nobody else does. Then you have to do it if you want some results. And if you want some results, then Srila Prabhupada explains how important it is to actually take initiation and what it means to take initiation. So, and I read just not the whole thing. So it is from a lecture which Srila Prabhupada gave from Srimad Bhagavatam 1635 in Hawaii on January 28, 1974. So Srila Prabhupada speaks, we have to become qualified to talk with the Supreme Person, and he will give us advice. He is giving us advice. He is ready to give us advice from within and from without. From within as a Supersoul, and from without as a spiritual master. Therefore it is said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Bhakti Lata Beach. Both things are required, Guru and Krishna. If we are sincere, if we actually want Krishna, Krishna is within your heart. If we actually want Krishna. It's very important. It's up to you. The moment you say, not just say, the moment you decide you want Krishna, Krishna is right there. But until then, you want to enjoy. Krishna is there, but you don't see him. When Draupadi was being disrobed, as long as she was holding on the sari, trying to protect herself, Krishna, even though he was there, he could not help her. So we are in the helpless position like Draupadi at that time. We are holding on our attachments. And Krishna is helpless. He is not going to help. He cannot. But as long and as soon as we surrender, Draupadi, she raised her hands, not holding her sari anymore. She knew she cannot do it. That moment, Krishna took charge. He supplied unlimited sari. He protected her because she was fully surrendered. So we have to also understand, give up your attachments and fully surrender. Then you will be taken care of, 100%. Krishna is within your heart. He will help you in meeting the spiritual master, his representative. And by the instruction of the spiritual master, you will develop more and more your Krishna consciousness, your original position. This is called devotional service or Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata Beach, just like one small creeper. First of all, to sow the seeds in water and water it, then gradually it sprouts and gradually, grows. Similarly, by the mercy of Krishna and his representative, Guru, spiritual master, you get the seed of Bhakti Lata, devotional service. And if you sow it in the heart, Mali Haya Sei Bija Krishna Aropana. Just like if you take a seed, nice seed, if you sow it and pour water, little, then it will grow and it will become a big tree or big creeper and give you the fruits. You will enjoy it. Similarly, the Bhakti Lata Beach is given by the spiritual master in cooperation with Krishna. This is initiation. This initiation arrangement means sowing the seeds of devotional service. Now if you think that after getting initiation, I have become perfect, now again, whatever nonsense I was doing, I shall go on doing it, then it will be useless. It will be useless. Suppose if you get a seed, if you don't take proper care, water it nicely, then it will not grow. It will be stunned there. You have to take Mali Haya Sei Bija Kar Aropana Shravana Kirtana Jale Karaye Sechana. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.152. So this initiation means, by the mercy of Krishna, though through his servant, the spiritual master, you are getting the seed of Bhakti Lata. So you have to take care of yourself by the instruction. Not that now I have got the spiritual master and I have got the initiation, my business is finished. Let me do all nonsense. No, this initiation process, we take promise from you that no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication before the fire. The fire ceremony means fire is also representation of Yajna Purusha. And through fire, the Yajna Purusha eats Purushottama. So there is fire, there is spiritual master, there is Shastra, there is Krishna. Before, they all are witnesses. Just like before, the high court judge, you promise, you will speak. Whatever I'll speak in this court is all truth. So this promise, the judge knows, and he gives his judgment on that. Similarly, these promises must be kept, otherwise it will be useless. That is your business. The same thing, Guru Krishna. That by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, you get the thing. Now, to use this thing properly, that will depend on you. Guru Krishna Kripaya Bhakti Lata Abij. I can give you very nice thing, but you keep it locked up in your treasury and never use it, then what will you do? Mai haya se bija kare aropana. You have to sow it and pour water and see that it is nicely growing. That is very nicely described in Rupa Shiksha Mali. Rupa Shiksha Mali hai se bija kare aropana. So don't think that after the official ceremony of initiation, your business and my business is finished. No. The business begins. It is not the finishing. It is the beginning. So if you don't go farther, Adau Guru Ashrayaha, the beginning is to take shelter of Guru. That is the beginning. And Adau Guru Ashrayaha, then the student must be very inquisitive. Sadharma Pricha, Sadhu Marga Anugamam. You will find all these things, instructions, in the Nectar of Devotion. They are there. So today, some of you are going to be initiated. This is the beginning of your spiritual life. But if you don't take care for further development, then that is up to you. You may fall down. Because Maya is very strong, Maya will place so many impediments. She does not like that so easily you go back home back to Godhead. This is Maya's business. Daivi Hiesha Gunamai. Just like police. Police business is to see the criminal that is actually, he is in his original consciousness to become law-abiding citizen. Otherwise, police will go on punishing him. This is police affair. Similarly, this Maya is the police agent. Her business is to chastise you. Every moment this is going on. E rupe brahmananda brahmite kona bhagavaya jiva. Bhagavan jiva. So this material life means within the jurisdiction of Maya. And she is always punishing us. Anadi bahir mukha jiva krishna buli gela ataeva maya tare. Because we have tried to forget Krishna, that is not good for us. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll give you a practical example. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body, your body. But if it becomes diseased, then it cannot act as my finger. It becomes a source of pain only. Then sometimes doctor advises physician or the surgeon that unless you cut off this finger, the whole hand will be faulty. And you have to cut off to save the other fingers. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. When we become disobedient or diseased, to become disobedient to God means that is diseased condition. Because we have to become obedient to somebody. Even if our so-called disobedient state don't care for God. all right, don't care for God, but care for somebody else. That is obligatory. You cannot say that I don't care for anybody. That is not possible. If you don't care God, then you have to care for somebody else. If you don't care for the state law, then you have to take care of the police department. You cannot say that I'm independent. That is not possible. So our position is forgetting God. We have been kicked out constantly by Maya. The Maya has given us the senses, and the senses are dictating us. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And we become servants of our senses. And that time, what? We care for ourselves. We care to gratify the senses. So we always have to care for somebody or something. So two things are there. You are servant by constitution. Don't think that you are master. But when you forget or give up the service of the Lord, then you become servant of your senses or Maya. This is your position. So when you voluntarily again give up the service of the senses and surrender to the master of the senses, Hrishikesha. Krishna's another name is Hrishikesha. Hrishika Isha. Hrishika means senses. Senayor, Hayor, Madhaye, Ratam, Stapayame, Chuta. Achuta. And Hrishikesha. That is one word. Hrishikesha. So Hrishikesha is the master of senses, Krishna. So when in our present condition we have forgotten our master of senses, but we have taken senses as our master, this is our position. We have forgotten the master of the senses, but we have accepted the senses of our master. So this has to be purified. Not to become the servant of the senses, but to become servant of the master of the senses. Then you also become master of the senses. That purificatory process is called devotional service or bhakti. That is described in Narada Pancharatra. Now, how we have become the servant of our senses? On account of so many designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that. So many designations. So if you, designation means to become servant of the senses. Designation means to become the servant. So we have to forget our designation. From this initiation point of view, everyone should consider that I am no more American. I am no more Indian. I am no more this or that. No, I am Hindu. This is Christian. I am servant of Krishna. Then you become designationless. I am servant of Krishna. Jivara Swarupa Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Then you become designationless and immediately purified. Sarvapadivena Muktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam. Nirmalam means spotless. When they're spotless, you become spotless. Then Hrishikena, you have got your senses. Then your senses are engaged in the servant of the master of the senses. That is called bhakti. Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate. So these things are all very elaborately, nicely explained in our books. So those who are going to be initiated, they should take it as a vow not to fall down again. Catch Krishna's lotus feet very tightly and you will not fall down. Mam evai prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So be determined. Don't make it a farce. Today I'm initiated and tomorrow I give up everything and again grow my hair and then go to hell. No, don't do that. If you want to be serious, then the path is clear for going back to home. As soon as you engage yourself in devotional service, you become purified of all material contamination. Sagunam samati tyati nam. We are being troubled by the three modes of material nature. But if we stick to our devotional service, it is not very difficult to follow the four regulative principles. No illicit sex. There is no question of stopping sex, but no illicit sex. Unfortunately, they are so unfortunate that although they have got their wife, they go to another girl, and although the girl has one husband, she goes to another man. So unfortunate. These things should be stopped if you will want to be serious. Otherwise, make a farce and do whatever you like. I cannot give you protection. That is not possible. So you must have to follow these rules and regulations if you are serious. Then take initiation. Otherwise, don't make a farce. Don't make farce. This is my request. One has to be very determined. Bhajante mam dridhavrataha. This word is used in the Bhagavata. Dridhavrataha. Strong determination. Yes, in this life I shall go back home, back to Godhead. This is determination. And what is the difficulty? No difficulty. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. You are taking the beads 16 rounds. You can be finished. At most 2 hours or 3 hours. So you have got 24 hours if you want to sleep. Of course, 23 hours. If you want to sleep, of course, 23 hours. That is another thing. You have to minimize your sleeping. If you cannot finish 16 rounds, then you must not sleep on the day. You must not eat. Why don't you forget to eat? Why do you forget chanting Hare Krishna mantra? This is negligence, aparadha, offense. Rather, you should forget your sleeping and eating and must finish 15 rounds. That is called determination. So you are welcome to take initiation, but if you are neglectful, if you want to make it a farce, then it's your business. I cannot give you any protection. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada. So, it's up to each of us. How do we take the instructions of our founder Acharya? Do we make a farce out of it? Or are we going to be serious? And if the disciple is not serious after initiation, the guru cannot give him any protection. That means you broke the relationship. So everybody has to be very careful. How do we approach this? It's a serious thing. And if we seriously want to go back to God, this is the way. And if we are not serious, Srila Prabhupada himself cannot give any protection. So who can? You are on your own. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. Can I get the mic?
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned we have suffering from in Kali Yuga lot of.
Sorry?
We are facing in the Kali Yuga many problems.
Yes.
At the same time, you also mentioned we have lot of disorders, lot of related external effects we have in the body also. So in allopathic we don't have any thousands of disorders we have, like brain damages, AIDS, cancer, we don't have any formulas. So that we have to go the Vedas. What our sages, what the Krishna's expansion is written in the sutras. So ultimately Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, so Vedic literatures, that is the only the ultimate formulas we can get the answer. That is 100% true. So ultimately, if we want to learn this knowledge, we have to go the Gurukulas only. In the academic knowledge, 100% it will not give anything. It gives only ABCD. It will not give, ultimately, not Krishna's, what is the expansions like Ayurveda, Jyotishya, Yoga, whatever. If you go to the Gurukula, why we are teaching like Kung Fu? Because Kung Fu is contaminated by the human. Because if you go the martial art base, the founder is for martial art is a lot practicing now also in the creation of Parashurama called as Kerala. That's practicing it like Kalari Sutras, Marmastana, Marma Sutras, and also it's practicing by like sages like Agathiyas. But why we are not implementing this thing? If we are teaching in Kalari, especially if we are teaching in Gurukula also, this human contaminated knowledge, what it shows in the results. This is my theory.
Okay. You see, it's not really important that the details as such. Yes, we follow Ayurveda as much as we know, as much as we can. The details are not as important as the consciousness. You want to follow, you want to do something right. Krishna gives you the intelligence and then you can follow according to what he gives you. If you want to. But as a devotee, you want to chant the holy name. You don't have to bother about it. There are many other people, there are many doctors. So if you are sick, you can go to the doctor, Ayurveda doctor, and then he will give you a solution. You don't have to learn that. So you don't have to worry about. What you have to worry about is your determination. That you want to go back to Godhead. And if learning Ayurveda and that way helping the Vaishnavas, it's your desire, then do it. But if learning Ayurveda becomes your occupation and you don't do devotional service, you do for money, then it will not help you much. And that's with anything. You want to do kirtan. If the kirtan is to please the Lord, then it's a wonderful way of doing devotional service. If the kirtan you do, it's going to be to show off for your name and sake. It may sound good to some, but there is not much of transcendental sound in it. So, all it needs to be done, we have to stop being hypocrites. When we are born in this material world, we are hypocrites by default. We want to enjoy, but we don't want anybody else to see that, or being secretive and then do it ourselves. That's our desire. Just enjoy. And don't care for anybody else, only for myself. Just the senses. We have to stop that. Unless we stop being hypocrites, how can we become serious? How can we start becoming determined? It's not possible. And if you start becoming determined, Krishna gives you the intelligence. There's no doubt. He says it in Bhagavad Gita. So, what's the problem? Problem is us. Not anybody else, not the system, not Krishna, not Guru, not Sadhu, not Shastra. It's us. And what is the problem? That we actually don't want. We want this, but also that. We want Krishna, but we want to enjoy independent of Krishna. You want to make fire, but you are pouring water on the fire, thinking that you can still make fire. That's stupid. But thinking about this, I can have Krishna and my sense gratification. We think that's feasible. Why not? Krishna can do anything, so he can give himself to me and let me do my sense gratification. What kind of bogus is this? What kind of love? Where can we think about that we are doing some loving exchange, loving service for the Lord? That's very foolish. So that's no bhakti, no way. The beginning of bhakti is sakama bhakti. When we don't forget the Lord. We do things for ourselves because we like it. But at least we don't forget the Lord. We offer, we cook what we want, but we offer it to the Lord. We sing the way we like, but we do it as an offering to the Lord. That's the minimum we have to do to say that we are approaching bhakti. It's bhakti yoga, but it's mixed. Now, if we want to come to the platform of pure bhakti, then it has to be nishkama. Not our desires mixed in it. Whatever Krishna wants, I'll do. Unconditionally. Otherwise, even the guru cannot save you. It's your call. Yeah? What's not mentioned?
If any knowledge, like any knowledge, if I am a computer engineer, so I am practicing computer, and I am practicing Krishna, is this okay?
Look, if you utilize the knowledge of the computers in Krishna's service, actually, not that because you like it, and then, well, sitting on the computer, you change your rounds, then, okay, I finished my rounds, so then I did my business, and now I want to enjoy the computer. If it's not this consciousness, if it's the consciousness of Krishna, and then you utilize the computer to do something, say, no, to make a movie which glorifies Krishna, glorifies the devotees. If you write a book about glorifying the Lord or the devotees, or you make some songs or something which actually purifies your consciousness and consciousness of other Vaishnavas, then it's beneficial. That's it. That's Yukta Vairagya. But if it's just excuse for your enjoyment and you try to cover it so then you look like a devotee, then you're not serious then. And it's your consciousness, you decide what you want. Same computer, same place, same time. It's you, what you think inside matters. Everything else is unimportant. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Yes, please. Yeah, that's very true. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us, if you don't do it, he's warning us. But anybody else who takes the sincere endeavor to follow, then Krishna helps such a person. So then you can uphold your following. Krishna gives you the intelligence how to follow, if you want to. And Srila Prabhupada, yes, will give you protection. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Yeah.